And yes, sir, I have Mr. Chris here on the line. He's going to kind of help you with the details.
Absolutely. Thank you, Andy. You're the best. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. How are we doing today?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. So we'll definitely get to the pricing here to make sure that you have – we have different options available. I see you have amazing reviews on Angie. Is that the only platform you're using to get new customers coming in the door?
As of right now, yes.
Yeah, I mean, your reviews are off the chain. a lot of people talk really good about your business, so that's awesome. Good to see. And as far as a Google Business Profile, do you have one that I'm missing by chance? Or have you thought about having a Google? No? Okay, got it. All right. And, I mean, have you ever thought about having your company on Google or having your online presence there by chance?
I mean, I'm thinking about it now, so I'm still on the phone with your guy.
I love it, man. You're very straightforward. Yeah, so, yeah. I love it. Yeah. It's good when I have conversations like this. You know, you really know what you're talking about and you're very straightforward, which is beautiful. So that's good. Yeah. So with this with you, right? I see you have a lot of things in place. You have a website. So, you know, there's two different options. Google came up with a paper lead service, which is called Google Verified. So it's Google Guaranteed. And the reason why they came about that service is because they saw Angie and other companies like Porsche, Thumbtack, and so forth. These companies are paper lead services, right? So Google said, okay, well, these guys are charging per lead. Why don't I just create my own lead service, right? So that's where the Google Verified was born. So we got that option. What they do is they do a background check to make sure that you don't have anything crazy on your background, like, you know, armed robberies, murders, or, you know, anything like that. So I don't know if your background is pretty clean within the past 7 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, I think you had to do a background check for Angie's, right? Gotcha. Okay, well, that's good. So the reason why Google does that is, you know, Google's vouching that you're a top recommended company, and then they have a badge of authenticity to make sure that, you know, obviously, when people are looking for the services you offer, you know, they're able to vouch for you. So as far as licensing, do you have like a general contractor's license? Is that what it is?
I'm a Class A contractor.
Okay.
State of Virginia.
Perfect. Cool. I just wanted to verify that because, you know, Google does ask for license, and then you have insurance, correct?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. Okay. Awesome. So that platform, right? So what that would include would be six main things, okay? Getting your Google Business Profile and getting your presence optimized. So what this would do is anytime anyone's searching for the services you offer, right, you're to come up on that first page. So whether it's concrete, decks, flooring, if you're doing interior, exterior renovations, new builds, remodeling, right? I mean, I see you have a bunch of different work that you do on your website, which is great, okay?
Yep.
And then also we would get you on Facebook. We would drive leads. So once again, you can have the platform for the pay-per-lead. And that's, to be honest with you, that's the best program out there as far as leads. It's far superior than Angie's. Why? Because they're leads that are qualified through Google, right? So if the lead is not good or it's not quality, Google will reimburse that lead back immediately, right? There's no kind of like Mickey Mouse stuff about that. They got to make sure they're sending you good quality leads, okay? So a lead for Google, looking at your industry and what you do, is $42 a lead, which is not bad at all. I just signed up someone last week in California, and their leads were $150. So that's up there. But $42 for a qualified lead is not bad at all. So what that would include would be the leads, getting your Google Business Profile, getting you on other platforms like Apple Maps, the voice-activated searches like Amazon Alexa, and then obviously Google Home. And then we'll also put you on Bing, which is another search engine. Oh, and then we'll run Facebook retargeting ads. So that program is $549 to start. And it's $299 every month after that. And once you get approved for the application, because we would submit an application through Google to verify your licensing and background check and all that good stuff, then you would be able to take on those leads at $42 a lead, which is definitely not bad at all, right?
So it's $299 plus the $42 a lead?
That's correct, yeah, which is not bad at all. Yeah. So if you're taking on those leads, $42 a lead, and what Google's, you know, once you get approved, Google's they're asking for 13 leads for the activation budget, because they do have to have a minimum leads in the lead bank, that's what they call it. You're looking at 730 when you get approved for those leads through Google. So
hey, I'm sorry, can you hold on 1 second? I'm sorry.
Absolutely, yeah. Go ahead, take your time.
Are you there? Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. I'm here. I know you get busy, man. You're a big boss, so you're fine.
One of my carpet installers.
Yeah, you. I'm noticing you do a bunch of stuff. You're even doing snow removal, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I look at. I mean, so we're Google partners, just so you know, right? So we're able to see what you have as far as online presence. You have a Facebook listing. Obviously your website is good. Here's the thing. Can I make a suggestion and don't take it bad? Is that okay with you?
Sure. No,
okay.
No, I'm always open to
I love it because obviously you're a smart businessman and, you know, I could see that you do good quality work. But here's the thing, right? When people are actually looking for the services you provide, one of the major things that's missing is being on Google. And here's the thing. What do you use when you're looking for stuff online? Let's say you're looking for a restaurant or even you know, looking for a hotel, even a bar. Where do you go usually? Yourself?
Yeah, Safari, but that's still right. Google.
Apple Maps is exactly Google, exactly. So one of the things that I do notice is that you have your platforms and different various things. You know, you got your website, but having a website, and by the way, your website is beautiful. So whoever built that website for you, I think they did a really good job. But you know, the way that I see it is your website's kind of like a billboard in the middle of the desert. Make sense? So if people are not able to see your website when they're looking for the services you provide, when they're typing it on the biggest search engine in the world, which is Google, you know, you're missing out on opportunities. You know what I mean?
Right.
So what this would do is we'll get you listed where, you know, people are actually looking for the services you provide. And then, you know, once again, they'll be able to see the type of work that you do. And obviously get you contracted for it. So the good thing about this is that you're not committed to a long-term, you know, year contract or anything like this. This is a month-to-month service. You know, we do ask for, you know, a 3-month verbal agreement to show you what we're able to do to get the programming started. But to be honest with you, you know, the companies that are really capitalizing on something like this are the companies that are being listed there. Like there's a company called Home Genius Exteriors or TYL. Brick Hill General Contracting, GG, A Construction. I don't know if you heard of those guys, but those are just the companies that are listed on Google and when people are doing, the search. There's even a company called, Aljan Handyman Services. And I mean, these guys only have one review on Google. So,
oh, wow.
You know, yeah, I know. If these guys are coming up for just the keyword general contractor, in your own backyard, it's, you know, I mean, that's something that they're getting leads, they're getting calls, just by being listed there. And they're not even a quality company as big as yours. You see what I mean?
Right.
I mean, for you to have 49 reviews and looking at the pictures of before and after work you do, I mean, you do a lot. you know, from decks to concrete to like remodeling. So, I mean, if you can be listed there and showcase your website and being, you know, programmed on Apple Maps as well and all the other platforms, I mean, it's something that you're missing out on good opportunities. So I'm glad you're open to take up the feedback or advice, because a lot of clients that I talk to sometimes, you know, they're hard headed. You know what I mean? So
and you know, I'll tell you why I answered the phone on this one.
Sure.
Because I get 5 phone calls a day, and it's
oh wow.
Hello, is this Troy? And I'm like,
oh, I see.
I'm calling about your home advisor account. We can get somebody. We can get you up and running in 25 days. And I'm like, so now I just started mimicking, because it was an American white person voice is the reason.
Absolutely.
I entertained to listen.
Oh yeah, we're in California. So yeah, we're been in business for 20 years. Yeah, we don't do any of
those. I get 10 of those calls a day. Now I started mimicking them. Like I don't even I give them their spiel before they even get their spiel out.
Yeah. There's
it's ridiculous. I'm sure you guys
agree.
Are doing the same thing. And I'm just curious. I mean, you guys are y'all just fucking? And this is from are y'all just scanning people who are on Angie's or Home Advisor, and then offering this? Or like, how are y'all getting my contact information?
Great question. So what I just did is I texted you over our partnership with Google Badge, right? So the most important thing here is doing business with the right company. But to answer your question is, we're Google partners, okay? If we see that you have an online presence, it means you see value in marketing. Does it make sense? So you have a Facebook.
Yeah.
We're Facebook partners as well. So, you know, we're not a Mickey Mouse company here, Troy. We've been in business for 20 years.
No,
and we're
just asking.
Right, of course.
I'm just asking how you guys got my information.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. So what we do is we look that you have an online presence, right? So if you have online presence, that tells us that you see value. You're just not listed on Google. Does it make sense? So what we do is we reach out and say, hey, you know what? This Troy and TWF Construction, are they interested in having that online presence that they need, right? So if we see deficiencies on your online presence, we'll give you a phone call. So that's what we do, right, as far as, yeah. So other companies, I'm not quite sure how they operate. I know there's a lot of companies that are not legitimate, and they're, like, based off of India or, like, I hear you. Why, you know, I wouldn't deal with anybody outside the U.S. if you're, you know, a marketing company. But as far as our business, yeah, we've been around for 20 years, and we're Google partners. So I sent you a text message with our – if you click on that, it'll take you to Google's website, and it'll say Local Splash. So if you're not dealing with a Google partner or they can't prove that to you, it's not a phone call to take, right? Or if they don't sound American, like you mentioned yourself. So, you know, all of the Google partners are located in California, right?
Mm-hmm. All right, so I do have a couple other questions because –
sure, go ahead.
You know, because I'll be honest with you. So – I mean, the 13 leads, is that 13 leads a week or is that 13 leads a month?
Oh, that's the minimum budget that they're asking for, right? So basically,
okay.
The way that it would work, yeah, you can buy as many leads as possible. It's not, you're not capped at all. But in order to start their service.
I just need you to, I don't need a whole, again, I'm not trying, you know, I'm pretty straightforward, I'm not trying to be a dick. I don't need this whole feel that you have going on. I just answer a couple questions here, and then I'll entertain it for 3 months. Because I mean, so but what I do through Home Advisor is a little
sure.
bit different than what everybody else does. You know,
okay.
You can set a budget of $1,000 for leads, and then they send you $1,000. I don't do that. So how I up my ability to close on deals. Because, you know, you'll get, if I set a budget of $700 for them, they'll send me $700, and then five of the 15 people may not even answer the phone. Then I'm arguing about trying to get a free phone.
No,
so what
no,
I did,
I hate
they do a deal at, which is called opportunities. I pay a little bit more per lead, but the opportunities are, I read over it. Usually if it just says, say it's change a hot water heater. If it just says change a hot water heater, I usually don't, if they didn't give any effort, if it says, hey, my hot water heater blew up, it's natural gas data. They took some time to even type in what they're looking to have done. And okay, this is somebody who wasn't drunk one night or you know, arguing with the wife and decided they were going to go fucking get on Angie's list. So what that does, that allows me to click I accept. So at that point, then it's sent back to them and then they have to re-click and say that they accept. So now that lets me know that, hey, at least it's something valuable. So that has actually enabled me to close a lot more leads, because it's not just an influx of leads of, again, people drunk or people arguing with their wife, or you ain't painted the fucking house, and then somebody's going to do a paint meeting. I was arguing with the wife last night. You know, just dumb shit.
It's true, though. You're absolutely right.
You know, or somebody's drunk, like, man, I really want to build a fucking deck out back, talking with their buddies, and they get on fucking Google how much a deck is, and then, oh, man, I'm sorry, I was fucking drunk last night. You know, so I've kind of eliminated some of those where I have to read and see that you put some thought into what you're actually wanting done to your home, and then I accept it, and then you accept it, then that enables me to get in contact with you. So now, and I don't need the long-winded version of this, so
sure.
So, is it an app that I'm going to have to download where they'll send me a lead and I can accept the lead? Is that how that works?
Great question. So we do have an app that tracks all your success online, but people essentially will call you directly. And if it's not a quality lead, if the call hangs up on you, or someone is calling you for something you don't do, or it's out of your service area, you know, at that point it's not considered a lead. All right. So that you're going to have an account manager dedicated to this. So it's not like you're going to get a bunch of bogus leads that are not quality. That's the reason why Google really came up with this program, because, you know, a lot of the complaints from Home Advisor, House, Porsche, all these other apps, you know, the issue is the quality of leads. So Google said, hey, you know what? I'm going to create my own lead service, and I'm going to charge an amount per lead. We have to have a minimum amount to get the budget started, but we're going to make sure they're quality. So if they're bogus, which I would say about 90% of those calls will get filtered out, you know, you'll get credited back. So you definitely have a more controlled lead source here, and it's coming directly from Google. So it's not coming from
the lead is actually calling me. I'm not calling the lead.
Absolutely. That's the difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll call you directly. Wow. Yeah. But if you quote them, so I want to be clear. I don't want to, you know, like you're a straight shooter. I want to be a straight shooter too, so I don't want to, I don't want to sugarcoat things. But if you quote them, right, and you talk to them, and, you know, that's considered a lead, because it's also, you know, obviously we're relying on your closing ability as well. Well, not us, but Google, right?
No, I agree. If I could get somebody on the phone and schedule an appointment, and I'll tell you, and even with half these customers I talk to, I give them a price. I try to give all leads a quote back within 24 hours, if not the same day, depending on what it is. And you have a lot of contractors that either don't show up or show up and don't ever provide them with a quote. I've had one for an additional back of the house, $200,000 lead. And they're like,
God,
we're waiting on such and such to come by. A month has gone by, and nobody has showed back up for the lead. So we're in negotiations now to try to work out a price. So if it's either myself or one of my estimators going to house, like if they have an hour in between their next lead that they have set up for that day that my office has either set up, then I make them prepare that lead or that estimate immediately so that it gets over to the customer. Like we had one today cutting some shelving down to fit inside a closet. He gave it to us. We typed it up. Said it was approved before he got to his next estimate. You know what I mean? So
I love that. So, yeah, here's that's the issue that I have sometimes, Troy, with some of my clients. I've been here for 7 years, since 2018. And, you know, one of the biggest things that even when I call my clients back, they don't even answer. And that to me is the most annoying thing. It's like, you're a business owner. You don't even have your voicemail set up and you're not even giving your quotes. Like, how do you expect to get business if you're not able to answer even a phone call, right? So, if you're proactive in your campaign and you're actually tracking your phone calls, and we give you an app. We're one of the very few companies that is partnered with Google. We've actually invested thousands of dollars for our application. And the crazy thing is you can track every single call. The calls are even being recorded. So if you forgot what you quoted them, you can go back into the application and play the recording, you know, of the conversation.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So it's like a mini CRM system for you. So what we want to do is if you're spending $42 a lead, okay, which let's be honest, if you're doing a bath remodel, depending on the square footage or even the home remodel, you know, obviously it's a big project, okay? So we know that $42 a lead will pay for that lead, you know, I mean, tenfold, right? But at the end of the day, if you're getting leads and they're not good quality leads, we don't want to make sure you're being stuck paying that lead. We want to make sure you're getting good results so that way you're seeing a good return on investment. So that's why we track everything. And being a Google partner, we have their analytics and we know exactly what keywords to put into the system to make sure you're coming up for those keywords. Make sense? So, you know,
yeah,
all the services
let me ask
you offer.
You this,
mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead.
Are all leads $42?
Yeah, all leads are $42. Yep. So whether it's concrete, decking, exterior, flooring, I mean, I see the different multitude of services you offer. That's within that,
yeah.
that general contractor kind of realm. Does it make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, so we can get you started. So, you know, once again, it's not, you're not locked into like marriage here. You know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure it's actually making sense for it to work for you, right? So, all we ask is for, once again, a 3-month verbal agreement to see how this is working for you. Once you see the results, then it's, you know, obviously, and here's the thing, and I'll just kind of shoot you this way. If you're seeing success with HomeAdvisor or Angie's, you'll see better success with Google. Why? Because that's where they're getting their leads from. Right? So they buy a listing on Google and then they're patching it over to you and some of your competitors. And that's where the issue is. Here, people will call you directly, right? And if it's not a good quality lead, Google has a control system to really make sure they're monitoring that lead, right? So that's the difference, right? So you're paying more for a quality lead that's going through Google that obviously people see better results from. And that's why this program came about. It's not that old. It's about 2 years. But that's better than Google Ads or anything else. Plus, you will also have your Google Business Profile. So one of the things I recommend too, Troy, is since you have good reviews on HomeAdvisor, to get your reviews once we get your Google Business Profile, get those on Google. Because here's another thing. You might not like what I tell you right now, but it's gonna hurt a little. If you were to cancel HomeAdvisor or Angie's, guess who keeps those reviews?
They do.
They do, exactly. If you were to cancel Google with us, guess who keeps those reviews?
I'm assuming me.
Exactly, yeah. You're going to keep your reviews because you're going to be the owner of your Google Business Profile. Makes sense? So you're pretty much promoting your company as a sole entity on Google, and that's what you're really doing here, right? So if you were to cancel us down the road, the only thing that you would cancel with us is the programming to keep you listed on that first page and those leads. Yeah, you can continue the leads if you want directly through Google, but that would be up to you at that point. But once again, you're going to be the owner of this, and then having your company as a sole entity on Google, to me, is by far, you know, it's a good platform to have, no matter what way you look at it, right? Because you just mentioned earlier.
Let's give it a go, Ron.
All right, so I just need basic information to create a Google Business Profile. So Troy is your first name. What's your last name? This is for account purposes.
It's Farrar. F is in Frank. A-R-R-A-R.
All right. You're sure you're not missing an I for Ferrari? It kind of sounds similar, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
crazy. Okay, so I'm pretty sure, like, TWF, that's probably your initials on your company.
That's correct.
I'm assuming. Okay. And I have an address here. Google's going to verify that. They're not going to really showcase your address online because you're not a brick and mortar. I see 23... 133 Triple Crown Drive, right? Is that correct?
Not even a correct address anymore, no.
Okay, what's the new the address? It doesn't have to, once again, it could be your home address. This is just for us to send you that verification.
It's 10814 Mountain, Mountain, then Laurel, Laurel Court. That's in Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Okay. All right. So I do see a couple of things you have online, too, and I just want to kind of make sure that we're going to correct that all over the Internet as well, okay? So we do what's called a NAPW, so make sure that that's all correct, okay? Because you do have a couple places where you're listed under the Crown Drive, at the Triple Crown Drive, and then you have a couple other places where you have the new address. So I just want to let you know that. We're going to do – okay.
Okay.
So I have an email address as twfconstruction@hotmail.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And then this website that you have here, I'm assuming that's the website you want to get promoted on Google, right? Attached to your profile?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Cool. All right. And then I see you have a Facebook business or Facebook listing. Is that let me just double check. I think it's a Facebook. Yeah, it is a business profile. Okay. So we're going to run retargeting ads on Facebook. So just to let you know, we're going to be running that for you. And then, so as far as listing, you know, we want to make sure we get you listed on Google correctly. So what hours of operation would you be open to take phone calls? Keep in mind that you could be open to this. You know, I wouldn't cut yourself short, so that way you're able to take on more calls. You know, some people put like 7 to like 3 or 4. I'm like, people don't get off of work till like 5 or 6. You know what I mean? So
eight to eight.
Okay, smart man. And what is it? Monday through Saturday? Monday through Sunday? Well,
yeah, Monday through Sunday. It don't matter.
Okay, so that's really good. We'll have your schedule a little bit open. And then as far as the area, so how far are you willing to travel for new clients so we can get your ads listed on those areas as well?
So with my map, you know, I'll go, but the problem is if I say 40 miles from my area, like 40 miles takes me up north, and
okay.
I don't want to go up north because traffic is – you know, I literally live right in between Richmond and right in between D.C. It's like 45 miles each way on that side.
Gotcha. Okay.
Hey, hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Somebody's
sure. Through. I'm good. Yeah, good.
Yeah, someone got a little
you back tomorrow or a couple days?
About done.
Got to get one more. Some of them shelves were cut. They went through 1x12. There was only one 1x12 in there.
Okay.
So they just need another shelf on top of that one.
Okay. Pretty about done?
Plus you got other shit to make a bitch.
You want to run some tile?
I got some drywall to hang tomorrow.
We'll probably hang the tile on that little area right there. I'm going to tile that wall with this 4x12. And that laundry room over, yeah. Up to you.
That's my best. Yeah.
All right. And I'll have shelf material, whatever. Let me get off this call if you want some money today. If not, I'll see you tomorrow or the next day.
That's cool. I'll catch up with
you. Okay.
Appreciate it,
man. Yeah, thank you. All right, sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good. I think you were talking to one of your employees, I think. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I try. That's awesome, man. You seem like you're a pretty fair boss. I like it. All right.
Oh yeah,
so,
I'm
yeah, like you're pretty easy to talk to. You should hear, I hear like these guys yelling at their employees. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like that's like all the time. Yeah, like man, yeah. Like you're very nonchalant, which is good. All right. I got a lot of stuff verified here as far as, you know, and all the services that you have on your website, those are the services you want to be found for. Is there anything else that you would like to come up for? I don't know if you're doing snow removal right now or, you know what I mean? I don't know if that's something you want to be found for. It's completely up to you.
No, not really. I have enough contracts on that. But what I was saying earlier, like, so I live right, like, I'm literally 45. Like, to go to Richmond might take 45 minutes. And to go
right.
to D.C., it's going to take a fucking hour and a half. Just because.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this, but if you research, like, the worst, I know they all say California stuff, traffic is terrible, but the area between Quantico, Virginia, or Quantico, the military base, and there is one of the top 5 worst traffic areas in the world.
Really? Worse than California?
Yeah. Oh. Yes. Dude, if you,
wow.
I'll say Google it.
I will. You got me intrigued.
It really is one of the worst areas in the United States as far as traffic goes. I mean, it may take you, you know, it could take me 25 minutes to get to Quantico in the morning, and it take you an hour and a half to get back, and it's, you know, 30 miles, 28 miles, or whatever it is. So, and
wow.
You have other counties that go from, like, Orange, Culpeper. They're all back roads and country, you know, Louisa, Mineral, things like that. I know at one time I had, I think it was iFly digital marketing. Like, they'll run an ad for me on Facebook during the summer for, like, concrete, and I get a lot of leads out of like Chantilly and Burke, Virginia and Maryland because it's all within that, call it 50 mile radius. I'm like, I don't want to fucking go up there.
Like, I hate to be that way. Well, I'm in a position where I don't have to be that way. You
yeah.
know what I mean? Like,
of course.
Like, nobody wants to sit in fucking traffic. I hate it.
I hate traffic. No, I agree. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll take a map section and I'll avoid that area. And I'll put you in areas that you want to get, listed for also, but just so you know, we have our technician that does everything on as far as searches and they'll be able to position you in the best position. So if you don't want to go past that and you don't want to go into that traffic, I'll put notes here to avoid that. So that's not an issue. So I got
I mean, as far as north that I want to go, it's probably Stafford. And then, I mean, we'll go Culpepper. I mean, he'll be on the lookout, or I'll talk to whoever, but 95 north, that's about as far as I want to go.
95 north. Yeah, I'll put this in the notes here. So only willing to go 95 north. Okay. Yep. I was not aware of that. You
stop at Stafford.
Okay. I'll put that Stafford. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Did you? Well, look at look up that traffic. You'll see it.
Let's go. Yeah. No. I bet. I mean, it just. You know, so we're in Orange County, California, and Orange County's not as bad as LA County. I hate traffic personally, man. I hate it. It's one of my biggest pet peeves, and sometimes I'd get stuck in traffic so bad it's like gridlock, and it's ridiculous. And it's for something stupid. People, it's not even like an accident. It's just people don't know how to drive.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So this is the lamest thing ever. So I hear you on that. All right. Well, I got pretty much everything for the most part done. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you over an application, and this is for the Google Verified to get you the background check and all that. You don't have to. You can fill it out if you have time. If not, we can have you fill it out with a technician tomorrow, or you know if we have availability.
Can you send it to him?
Yeah.
My office gets the email, so I'll have her fill it out.
Oh, perfect. Okay, so I'll send that, and then I'll send the email, and then I'll text it, and I'll email it as well. So you know, you can have it both ways. You know, so I'll do that just so that way you can have that. So I'll put a note here. We can have the. So you got an office a person that's awesome. You don't have to deal with all that crazy stuff. Yeah, not a lot of people have that. So. Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, I got everything here for the most part. So once again, it's going to be the $549 to start, and then $299 every month after that. Once you get approved for the application through the Google Verified, then obviously the leads will come through. One of the things I'll also send you is kind of an example of how the application works, as far as, you know, you'd be able to see all the things that go on with your dashboard in the app, so you can look at it when you get a chance. So I'm going to go ahead and, give me 1 second, read what's called the 90-second voice verification. Once again, this is for your protection. It's a partnership that we have, like, with Google. They expect us to do that. And then if there's anything you don't understand, you can always let me know, and I'll be able to rephrase it for you, so that way you know exactly what you're getting. Okay? So it says, give me 1 second. Let me just get on here. All right, there we go. All right, so before I process payment, I'm going to walk you through this verification. Once again, like I mentioned, if you don't understand something, say, hey, Chris, can you repeat it to me? And then I'll clarify that for you. So it does say, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call is recorded for quality assurance. It's to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
TWF Construction.
Awesome. Please state your name and the title within the business.
Troy Ferrar, President.
Okay, thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
All right, and then are you an authorized user on the billing of the account? So they just want to make sure you're not using someone else's card.
Yes.
Okay, so just to get us as results as fast as possible, right, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Once again, this is just the beginning stages. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls or text messages from Local Splash when necessary?
Yes.
Okay, now we're going to give you what's called a security question. So if we call you, you know it's from us. It's not another company in India or like, we want to make sure we have your account secured. So there's going to be 3 questions that you can choose from as a security question, either your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. What works for you?
My mother's maiden name.
Okay, so what is your mother's maiden name?
It's Cersei. S is in Sam. C-E-R-C-Y.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So if anybody calls you and they say we're their local Splash, they should know that security question and answer. All right. So, you know, we don't want anybody calling you from like a different call center or someone that's just not us. With, you know, we want to make sure it's us. So that's already set. Now, as part of the verification process, it is essential that we review information that's required by Google. So they might ask you for a proof of insurance or business license to move forward with the application. So would you be willing to provide that information for our technicians?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. So let's say your payment for the initial account setup is the discounted rate of $549. Once again, we're asking for a three-month verbal agreement. You can discontinue your agreement at any time. All you would have to do is contact client support. Also, shoot you over my direct phone number here, and then you can always call me if you have any issues. But anybody in the company pretty much can help you as far as I will as well. So I'm sending you a text message now, and it has my direct number and extension. Let me know if you got that so that way I know that you have my information. Did you get that text?
I just did, yeah.
Okay, cool. So it says, hi, this is Chris, and then we'll get more traffic. And that's my direct number and my extension. That 877 is toll free, and you can get a hold of me at any time. So everything's pretty much done here. Now, as far as the billing address to secure the listing, what would you like to use, the Visa, MasterCard, American Express?
I don't know what my card is.
No worries.
The Visa, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. So usually the Visa starts with 4, and then the system, if you want to repeat that, I'll repeat it for verification.
It's 40.
Okay.
0. You ready?
Yeah, I got it. I got 40.
00.
Okay.
2301 0833 8869.
Gotcha. All right, and I got 40002301083388869. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right, and the expiration month and year?
0229.
Okay, gotcha. And the security code on that?
158.
158. Okay. So what I'm doing here is I'm going to schedule an onboarding call. So, Troy, what would you have time today or tomorrow? What works best for you?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. So I got
availability.
Yeah. Okay. So I got availability. Give me 1 second. Pulling up your calendar right now. Okay. So I got availability at 4, 5, or 6:30 today. And I got a full open schedule tomorrow for the technician for the onboarding call. So I don't know what works today.
Let's do 6:30. I'm usually at the gym from like 4 to 5:30.
You go to the gym, man. You're in construction and you go to the gym. Respect, right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I don't do a whole lot anymore. You know,
I
answer my phone and make sure shit's being done. So I've went on a self journey. I quit trying to drink so much and go to the gym.
Man, I give you kudos for that, man. You know, my dad was in construction for 40 years, and he retired just recently. And, yeah, he never went to the gym, but now he's falling apart, man. Just, you know, but
well,
if he would have maintained, it would have been
40
different.
Pounds. I'm
nice.
Down 40 pounds. Yeah.
The gym is the best thing you can do. I've been here for 7 years, and I got to go to the gym. If I don't hit the gym up, I'm not there. My mind's not where it needs to be.
And it's like part of my whole daily routine now. You know what I mean? I'm like, 4 o'clock, guys, I got to fucking go. I got somewhere I got to be. Like, where you got to be? I'm going to go to fucking gym. That's where I'm going.
There you go. I like to hear that. It's very rare that I talk to people that are in your industry that actually go to the gym. You know, and that and then the drinking part, especially with what you do, a lot of people in construction, you know, that type of industry, they drink a lot, man. And they're not lightweights. They're heavy hitters.
Yeah. I was before, you know, just about 8 months ago, I was at the doctor. My blood pressure was up. I was borderline diabetic. Now they're wanting to put me on all this medicine. And after I lost the weight, shut up. Like, I went in, my blood pressure was like 118 over 72. They're like, Troy, we need to retake it. Like, that's not, mine was usually like 152 over 100 and something. They're like,
wow.
Are you all right? And I'm like, I quit drinking and going to the fucking gym. And they're like, wow.
That's all it takes. That's all it takes, Troy. Yes, agreed. And you know what happens is a lot of that medication, it's even worse. Because you're helping one thing, like you're messing up your liver, you're messing up your everything else, you know? So it's like the best medication is going to the gym, eating right, and, you know, cutting out, like, the vices, alcohol, or if you smoke, you know, cigars or even cigarettes.
Yeah, I've never smoked a day in my life. It's good. I don't drink coffee. I don't – the only caffeine that goes in my body usually is my pre-workout.
Yeah. That's the way to go, Troy. I mean, you're doing it the right way. A lot of people don't. If you want to last, that's the way to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right. Try
that
to at least prolong it a little bit. Try to prolong it a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. No, I give you kudos for that, man. Keep that up because, I mean, you know, a lot of people are in that type of industry I talk to, they're just, you know, they're working hard, but at the end of the day, you know, once they retire, they're just falling apart, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's crazy. Well, Troy, we're all done here. Everything is good to go. I sent you a calendar invite for the onboarding call at 6:30 p.m. tonight. If anything comes up or you think about anything, you can always let the technician know. But I put a lot of notes for them already. I'm also sending that application form over to your email, and I'm sending it via text message. So that's going to be there as well. But we're pretty much got you covered. So once we get you on Google and get that application filled out, then we can start the process and getting you programmed in. And once you're approved for that, the leads, then that's going to be a game changer when you start getting those leads from Google. So everything's set here, and I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity. I know you said you hang up a bunch of people that are not American, but hey, born and raised here in California, man. So you're dealing with the with the California or with the absolutely. Well, we'll be in touch, Troy, and you enjoy the rest of your day. If anything comes up, you can always give me a ring. Okay.
Will do, boss. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
All right. Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.